Kenyans rarely, if ever, buy new cars, basically zero mileage cars. But if you were to buy a car from Toyota for around 8 million, that is a fresh, like literally just off the lot, this is what you'd get. This is a crown. And would you believe me if I told you this car is 8 million Kenyan shillings? Automatic boot, as you would expect. That should be a norm as of now. Now, one thing I've noticed is you do get some space for your spare tire if you'd want to put one, but I'm sure you'd have to use the inflatable ones because this space is not too big, but it's decent enough, for especially for this size of car. The profile, this car, I've been told before that this car looks like the Puro Sangue. For those who know, it's a Ferrari Puro Sangue. And now that I see it in person, it actually does look like a Ferrari Puro Sangue. So, Michelin tires, very nice. As you can see, they're size 21 inch, proper looking tires. The interior, starting from the back, very nice. And ndojo venye it's a new car, the charging ports at the back are type C, not your typical type A or type B, type C. It has vents over here, as you'd expect. Some storage over there, some storage on the door. Very nice soft touch materials everywhere. And now onto the main and most important part of any car, the front, the seats. Auto. Some more controls over here. Memory seats, of course. This is the steering wheel. Looks very nice. You have this car hole here. Looks very nice. It tries to be flat bottom, but it's not. You have lane keep assist, you have departure warning, you have your cruise control features. Fully loaded car. Now this car has only done 3,000 kilometers. Hiyo ni kidogo sana. Full length screen, very nice looking. The center console is huge, and this part over here opens from both sides. Very nice feeling. It has these two cup holders over here, and another thing, type C charging ports. You have your wireless charging for your phone over there. You have some AC controls, which feel very nice and very premium. This is how you switch this on. And you have some storage over on this side. In terms of your glove box, you have some very nicely sized door bins. You have this. And from a crown, for those who know, crowns usually have this feature where you can move the seat forward from this part. So basically, when you're seated at the back, as a passenger, back left, you can push the seat forward if you'd like to do that. Very nice looking and cool interior. You have some more controls on this side and this side as well. The one thing I'm noticing is, in as much as it's a 2024 car, you'd be able to tell that this is a Toyota. And this is how it looks from the front. Very Puro Sangue-esque. So would you buy yourself this crown for 8 million Kenyan shillings?